And we're here on the K&M Podcast, Ken Brown, WGR Radio, Michael here at DetroitLions.com, talking day one NFL draft, Detroit, Michigan. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Ken Brown.
Before we even get to the Lions pick and whatever all happened last night, I just want to say I spent 7 hours downtown yesterday at the draft experience. Now, I've been to Super Bowls. I've been to World Series. I've been to NFL, a playoff game, Piston playoff games, Red Wings. I've been to a lot of events in this town. This one ranks up there. I'm not going to say it's the top, and it could be. I'm just saying I'm not going to say it's the top, but it ranks up there as one of the best sports nights by ambiance, not the event itself, but the ambiance in Detroit history.
And what made it good, though? What exactly?
Just the people out, the energy in the crowd, the activities that were out, the layout, the way it was set up. It was perfect. You know, the only thing that could have been better was about 10 more degrees. And that's just taking it from it's chilly to it's real nice. And that's like I said, if it would have been 61 instead of 51 or 65 instead of 55, you would have got 100. So I'm giving it like 95 now, though.
Well, that's good. Maybe we'll get another one in 30 years.
Well, you got 2 days left. Tomorrow's going to be in the 70s, yeah. And the day's in the 60s. It's warmer out there. We're doing a show on WGR. If you listen to the show, they're doing shows out there all day. Lomas and those guys will be out there. It's comfortable out there today. They said it's very nice. The sun has been out both days, which helps it immensely because that just took the cool off yesterday.
Well, that sounds good.
So it was very enjoyable, set up nice. And then the night comes. I'm going to tell you right now, this may shock you, but I may be in favor of the Lions winning 3 games this year.
The Lions winning 3 games.
Yeah, I may be in favor of it because I'm not waiting all night for this draft from this point on. I'm sorry. If we got a draft 29th every year just to win, I might have to rethink this, Mike. The wait when you're a good team is interminable. Good. The pick, I'm like, Mike, I'm falling asleep waiting for this pick. I don't even know. I don't even remember, I remember Atlanta picking, and then I remember, I can't remember another pick until the Cowboys rolled the clock. I must have went in some catatonic state.
Well, I don't think you came out of it.
It's just long, man. That's the one thing I wish they could do with that draft. I know you got to have 10 minutes between these picks. But, God, Mike, it's just long. I think they spend 5 minutes just talking to themselves. Then they make a couple of calls, and then at the last minute they make a pick. It's just – I wish they could get the time down on that.
Well, maybe that's because of the commercials that they have. They're making a fortune on this thing.
Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, let's talk about the draft itself, Michael. Here, you were out in Allen Park. I came back by Allen Park after I left the Lions facility. I mean, after I left downtown. And I did both last night. I saw the good and the bad. I saw you with the bad and the good with the downtown. But when I saw you before the draft started, we were talking, and I didn't think the Lions were going to trade. I think, matter of fact, on the podcast yesterday, I thought they would trade down, and you thought they would trade up, right? Is that where
you had it? I thought they'd trade up. I thought if they traded, they'd trade up.
So you were right, so I'm going to let you out of the floor here. What did you think about the trade up? What did you think about what they gave up for the trade? And what do you think about Terry and Arnold, the Lions' first-round draft pick from Alabama?
Well, first of all, what they gave up is they gave up the third-round pick.
Number 71.
Yeah, 71, I think it is. Yeah, whatever it is. Well, it doesn't matter what it is because it belongs to somebody else now. But I didn't see anything wrong with it. It was almost like Brad Holmes was just laying in the weeds, waiting. It's clear now that he wanted a defensive back, which he got, and he waited until he saw the one that he thought was available and that he could get it. It turned out he was right. He got the player he wanted.
Do you think the draft pick was too much to give up, a third-round pick? Would you rather have the Lions? This is my dilemma. Like the player, love the pick, love that he was rated on most scouting as the best cornerback. Him and Mitchell were going back and forth as who was the best from Toledo. But, Mike, I would have liked to got 3 players in that first 2 rounds. That's the only thing.
Well, that's the way it is. You know, you're not going to get it. The way it is.
Well, as of right now, you're not going to get it. There's always some more trades that could happen before the night.
Right. But they don't have a lot of ammo, though. And they have to start
Giving up next year's ammo.
Next year, yeah.
So, but like I said, I don't put anything by Brad Holmes. He's known to move at will when he wants to. So, like I said, we think he's going in with one pick tonight. He may come out of there, Mike, with four. I mean, there's just no telling with him.
No, he continues to do a good job. He really does.
So, Mike, we're only going to wrap this a short one up real quick, and we'll review the next picks Monday. But I just want to know now, is cornerback the pick you would have made with the first-round pick, or is it another position you think they need to address more and could go for tonight?
I was evenly on three positions. Obviously, the one that they got was one of them. Offensive tackle, good offensive tackle. And then what would be the third one? See, with the cornerback.
Defensive end?
No, not defensive end. No, it was a cornerback.
Offensive tackle, and it must have been wide receiver after that. I think you had a wide receiver picked originally in one of your mocks.
Right.
Yeah. The kid from Texas, who hasn't gone yet.
No.
So you still may be right.
Yeah, it could be. I don't think. Well, you know, what do I know? They might. They're gonna have to get down to 61 to get him or whatever it is.
Right. Or move up again. You know, like I said, I don't know where we're going. I put it like this, Mike. If I had $1,000 in one hand, I had to make a bet. Do you pick at 61 or another pick? I would take another pick, even though I don't know which way he's going to go.
Yeah.
But I just don't think 61 he's picking at.
Probably not. Like I said, yesterday, going into yesterday's draft, first round, I thought if he did anything, it would be to go up, not down.
Yeah. Well, like I said, nice character player. Get to know him. I just saw his press conference, and last night he is a magnetic personality, and he's a good hard worker. I saw Nick Saban on ABC's coverage last night talk about him. As of right now, a good pick. I don't get grades out, but it was a good pick and a good, use of your draft capital. I just want to know one thing. Do you think he comes in right now as a starter, or is going to be one of those they got starters, and he's going to work his way in?
Well, I think it'll probably be three guys competing for two jobs, two starting jobs, something like that, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think maybe you might get a little help out of Brian Branch. You know, they played together for a while in Alabama. You know, developed a friendship like they always do. That's just part of the way it is. And so I think he's probably a little more advanced coming in than most people would be, just number one playing at Alabama. You know, playing a pro style defense quite a bit of the time, and then just being around those players and Nick Saban, I think it helps you.
It does help. And like I said, 3 years in a row, three first round picks, three Alabama players for Brad Holmes. He must like Alabama.
Who doesn't?
Well, I think Auburn. Where you want to start? Auburn, Georgia. I mean, I can tell you a bunch of places that don't like Alabama. But if you're a player, you want a good player. Go to Alabama.
Correct.
All right. All right, Mike, that's it for right now. We'll come back again on the next rounds and recap and review. Don't want to give a grade up, but we'll give thumbs up or thumbs down. I'm giving thumbs up on first night of the draft.
I'm giving up thumbs, too. Thumbs up.
Okay, that's Michael here at DetroitLions.com. Check him out over there. Kim Brown, WGR Radio. Keep it on for the best NFL draft coverage in town.